Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. And on the call, we're going to talk about give every week. But you know, we have people to give every day.
That's true.
You know, I'm not a physical trainer, but a fiscal trainer. Yeah, there are certain things that I know to be true in developing your body. First, it's a medical fact that if you don't use your muscles on a regular basis, that atrophy sets in. Atrophy is defined in dictionary.com as degeneration, decline, or decrease as from disuse. The old saying is, use it or lose it. Wikipedia says that atrophy can occur after prolonged immobility, such as an extended bed rest, having a body part in a cast, living in darkness for the eye, bedridden for the legs. This type of atrophy can usually be reversed with exercise. In essence, the more you use a muscle, stronger it gets. In any workout program, after you've worked at a certain level, you need to increase the resistance or strenuousness of the exercise in order to maximize the strengthening and development process. For a number of years, we taught folks that giving is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Back before I knew very much about biblical financial principles, there was a time when, honey, you and I only gave in church right after a pay period, unless there was a guest minister speaking or some other special offering. We at least knew to tithe.
Amen.
Then one day, we received an outline from a partner of our ministry who put down what he felt he'd learned from us. He likened giving to muscle development. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The more frequently you give, the better off you are. All truth being parallel, the thought was right on. Some time back, not too long ago, we read 1 Corinthians 16:2. When we did, the Lord gave us a scriptural basis for giving every time we go to church or to a ministry meeting, like one of our debt-free rallies or Wealth Increase Now seminars. Upon the first day of the week, scripture says, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. I think looking at 1 Corinthians 6:1-2 in the Living Bible put things in a little greater perspective, if you will. It says, now here are the directions about the money you're collecting to send to the Christians in Jerusalem. And by the way, these are the same directions that I gave to the churches in Galatia. Even though the Apostle Paul is talking about taking up offerings for the church in Jerusalem, there is an important giving principle at work in the scripture. 1 Corinthians 16:2, Living Bible. On every Lord's Day, each of you should put aside something from what you've earned during the week and use it for this offering. The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you earn. Don't wait until I get there and then try to collect it all at once.
You know, as we were, well, praying about the teaching and the writing of this, we felt impressed to give give you two words, and that's first things. You know, as you and number assign a point and prepare a day, make sure you plan to do first things first. Focusing on tasks that will bring you into a greater personal reward and move you closer to achieving goals and fulfilling your purpose here on earth, you know, the most important task is often the most difficult or time-consuming. So there is a human tendency to put these tasks off to a later day or time. But you can't. You need to stop it. Don't be doing that anymore. You make sure that you're taking care of first things first. You know, we feel the scripture in Psalms is saying that we should truly number, take charge of, and plan to use our days wisely. There is a scripture that says that, you know, making a list every night of what you want to accomplish, keeping you on the, well, I say keeping you on the path toward your goals, is a great idea. You assign a priority to each of the tasks and be about business. That avoids, just keeps you focused and helps you to avoid distractions of people or other things that prevent you from achieving the things that you purpose to achieve, you know, before that day ends. There are a lot of secular life coaches or motivational speakers, even Bible teachers, are now teaching that time management is a waste of time. They're encouraging people to be more concerned about energy management. So, no matter what you call it, when you put first things first, you're going to become energized. Because new revelation always causes excitement, and excitement is an energy source. In Proverbs 8:17, it says this, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. There's a second scripture that's great, Jeremiah 29:12-14. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 14, Classic Amplified Bible. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you seek for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity. And third, Psalm 5:3. Psalm 5:3, we often quote it. In the New International Version says, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. When it comes to whether it's the workplace or the marketplace, performing your best essential tasks first is best. If you wake up to find 200 emails, well, you don't necessarily need to answer them first, even though your inclination is kind of shift down that list and see what's important. Complete your most important tasks first, the ones with the highest priority. Then you can come back and handle the other tasks later.
You know, you should schedule your focus early on key projects when you're the freshest. And the fourth scripture we were going to share with you is Ecclesiastes 7, verses 11 and 12. 7, 11, and 12, Message Bible. Wisdom is better when it's paired with money, especially if you get both while you're still living. Double protection, wisdom and wealth, plus this bonus. Wisdom energizes its owner.
Amen.
I love that. And fifth, Proverbs 3:21, the Living Bible. Have two goals. That is, knowing and doing right and common sense. Don't let them slip away, for they fill you with living energy and bring you honor and respect. You know, that's a great scripture to personalize. Have two goals. That is, knowing and doing right. Oh, I'm sorry. Have two goals. Wisdom. Thank you. Having two goals. Wisdom. That is, knowing and doing right and common sense. Don't let them slip away, for they will feel will with living energy and bring him honor and respect. 6, Colossians 1:29, New International Version. To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. And 7, Ephesians 6:18, New Century Version. Pray in the Spirit at all times, or with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. To do this, you must always be ready and never give up. Always pray for all of God's people. It's clear from these verses that God wants us seeking him first in the mornings so that we can maximize our time. The Contemporary English Version, Psalm 9:20 says, teach us to use wisely all the time that we have.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 90:12 is an amazing scripture. But as we began searching scriptures, we also found Exodus 34:20 as a confirming verse. King James Version in Exodus 34:20 says, and none shall appear before me empty. The Living Bible translation of that scripture says, no one shall appear before me without a gift. And the Message Bible translation of Exodus 34:20 says, "No one is to show up in my presence empty-handed." Consider these statements and the questions that follow. You know, I only participate in praise and worship in the first Sunday in each month. Do you think that would be pleasing to the Lord?
No.
If you said, "I only pray in church on the first Sunday of each month," do you think that would be pleasing to the Lord? If you only come to church for the first Sunday each month, do you think that attitude would be pleasing to the Lord?
No.
Everyone agrees, really, I'm sure, that praise and worship, prayer and assembling and ourselves together is a part of our worship service. So is giving.
That's right.
Jeremiah 66:23, New Living Translation says, "All humanity will come to worship me from week to week and from month to month." So let me add in one other scripture here. 2 Chronicles 29:11. 2 Chronicles 29:11 says, "My sons, do not neglect your duties any longer. The Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence, to minister to him, and to lead the people in worship and bring offerings to him." You know, the Lord has chosen us to worship him and present offerings. There is no real condition spelled out except, well, with this or other types of passages as to what we are to do.
So the bottom line, develop your giving muscles at least weekly and watch the increase of strength and God's blessing flow into your life.
You know, if you only worked out one Sunday a month or one Saturday a month, you're not going to have a whole lot of muscle strength by the end of the month.
And we have a precious partner that for a number of years actually gives every day.
That's right.
Every day.
A little something every day to keep that blessing flow
going.
Going.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's exciting.
It is.
I'm pumped up. Well, think about these things.
That's right.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.